Welcome to the annual results presentation for Growthpoint Properties Australia for the 12 months ended 30th of June 2013. My name is Tim Collyer, and I'm the Managing Director of Growthpoint Properties Australia. In attendance today with me is Dion Andrews, the CFO, Aaron Hockley, Company Secretary and General Counsel, and Michael Green, Portfolio Manager. We will take you through the results and key achievements for financial year 2013, discuss our strategy, and provide an outlook for the period ahead. Firstly, turning to the overview. Our results reflect the growing income to the group in quantum and per security. Statutory profit was up 90% from financial year 2012 to 94 million dollars. This large rise is due to several factors, including a larger property portfolio and resultant higher rental income, positive property valuations, and gains on the value of the interest rate swap book. Distributable profit of 76 million dollars, or 0.193 per security, was up 8.6% on financial year 2012, a strong performance, with a total of 0.183 per security declared as distributions, a 4% increase on financial year 2012. Growthpoint has continued to grow its portfolio across Australia with acquisitions of 160.7 million dollars in financial year 2013, comprising a well-let and located office building in Canberra, ACT, and a prime industrial property portfolio leased to Linfox in Erskine Park, New South Wales. Post 30 June 2013, we have announced the acquisition of three properties from Australand for a price of 60.2 million dollars, reflecting an initial yield of 8%. The three industrial warehouse properties are under construction and will be completed between December 2013 and February 2014. The property portfolio of Growthpoint is well-positioned with excellent property fundamentals. Diversified in every Australian state and Canberra, the 1.8 billion dollar portfolio has an 8.6-year weighted average lease expiry, quality tenants, and a weighted average rent review of 3.1% per annum. 53% of the property portfolio is in the industrial sector, and 47% of our investments in the office sector. With a long weighted average lease expiry, fixed rent increases, medium-term debt facilities with a high proportion of the debt hedged with fixed interest rates, quality tenants paying the rent each month, distribution to security holders are visible and quantifiable into the medium term. We also operate an efficient business with low management and operating expenses relative to our peers. Growthpoint's management expense ratio is currently 0.4% of gross assets. During financial year 2013, we have had strong support from new and existing investors, including Growthpoint Properties Limited of South Africa, with two successful distribution reinvestment plans. Investor interest in Growthpoint is rising, and we have undertaken significant marketing domestically in Hong Kong, South Africa, and in New Zealand. Returns have been good, with a total security holder return for financial year 2013 of 23.6%, and a total return for the 3 years to 30th of June 2013 at 20.2% per annum. Our return on equity for financial year 2013 has been very good at 13.1%. For the full 2014 financial year, Growthpoint is forecasting a distribution of 0.19 per security. This will provide an annual growth in distributions of 3.8% and a distribution yield of around 7.9% based on the closing price of 2.41 dollars on 15th of August 2013. I will now hand over to Chief Financial Officer Dion Andrews.
Thanks, Tim. Turning to slide 5 of the presentation, I'll talk through a brief summary of our financial results. Statutory profit, which includes all required accounting adjustments, was $94 million, an increase of 90% on the prior year. After excluding accounting adjustments, distributable profit was $76 million, which represents a 32% increase over the prior year and equates to 19.3 cents of distributable income per security, a pleasing 8.6% increase from last year. Refer to Appendix 1 of this presentation for a breakout of the components of distributable income. One of the drivers for the large increase in distributable income over the year has been the contribution from the high-yielding Mort Street property in Canberra acquired in August 2012. Further, like-for-like rental growth of 3% helped drive the net property income line 22% higher compared to the prior year. On the cost side of the ledger, lower interest rates on debt and tight cost control of head office expenses kept the increase in costs to 13%. The group will continue to focus on increasing the revenue line through investing in new property with accretive yields and relying on the fixed average rent reviews of 3.1% per annum. An indication of our discipline with regards to costs is the management expense ratio, remaining stable at 0.4% of total average assets over the year, one of the lowest in the industry. Our goal is to maintain or lower this ratio in future years. I'll discuss the costs of debt later in this presentation. The distribution declared for the half year is 9.3 cents per security, representing a 95% payout ratio. The full year distribution of 18.3 cents per security is an increase of 4% on the prior year, where the payout ratio was 99%. The financial year 2014 forecast distribution of 19 cents per security will represent an increase of 3.8% over the prior year, and GOZ is targeting annual distribution growth of 3-4% thereafter. The payout ratio has reduced in recognition of the changing nature of our portfolio. Previously, the portfolio was dominated by large, single-tenant industrial properties with relatively low capex requirements. With the increased weighting to office properties, it is acknowledged that a higher number of tenants per property and a shorter WALE for the office properties means that more cash will be required to service future fit-outs and incentives. Maintenance capex on the office portfolio is still relatively low due to the average age of the portfolios being only 5 years. We have prudently retained some cash to service these requirements, although it remains our goal to return as much to security holders via distributions each year as we can. On slide 6, we have a graph depicting how our net tangible assets per security have increased from $1.93 to $2 over the year. Property revaluations increased by 0.8% over the year, adding 3 cents to NTA per security. This increase occurred even though the group wrote off circa $16 million of initial acquisition costs during the year for those properties recently acquired. An unrealised gain of $6 million due to a reduction in the liability associated with the out-of-the-money swap book contributed a further 2 cents to NTA per security. Finally, increases to retained income due to the reduction in the payout ratio and the benefits of raising equity via the distribution reinvestment plan at prices significantly above NTA, added a further 3 cents. Turning to slide 7, I'll briefly outline the changes to our banking facilities and covenant positions. At 30 June 2013, our syndicated bank facility was $825 million. In June, we announced an extension and repricing of this facility, which increased the weighted average maturity profile of the group debt to 4.3 years, up from 2.6 years, with the first maturity of $70 million now occurring in April 2016. The weighted average cost of existing debt reduced to 6.7% per annum from 7.25% at 30 June 2012. This cost of debt includes some historical interest rate hedges at higher rates than the current market, and any incremental 5-year debt would currently cost circa 5.4% per annum on a fully hedged basis. Total bank facilities are $895 million, of which $793 million was drawn at 30 June 2013. Of the $102 million in debt headroom, approximately 27 will be required to pay for the acquisition of the Linfox property under development at Erskine Park, which is due for completion on 23 August this year, and the three fund-through properties acquired from Australand for $60.2 million, which was announced in July 2013. Those properties are due for completion between December this year and February 2014. The graph showing the maturity of the interest rate hedge book and the fixed interest rate over the same period appears on the right-hand side of this page. The weighted average fixed rate is currently 4.61% per annum at 30 June 2013 for the 93% of debt drawn that is currently hedged. Our banking covenants require group hedging to be at 75% or above, and GOS believes that a high level of interest rate fixing provides a high level of visibility to costs for the group. Combine this with the weighted average debt maturity of 4.3 years and a 6.8-year WALE for the property portfolio, and investors can see the strength of our ability to provide a growing income stream going forward. GOS is well within its banking covenants, and pleasingly, the interest cover ratio for the group continues to strengthen and now stands at 2.6 times for the year to 30 June 2013. LVR is 48.6% and 46.6% in the syndicated and bilateral facilities respectively, against default covenants of 65% in both facilities. Three of the four major Australian banks currently lend to GOS. The market is favourable at present for borrowers such as Growthpoint, and major lenders are keen to lend in an environment of lower credit growth domestically. Growthpoint's balance sheet gearing at 30 June 2013 was 46.8%, and we are targeting a gearing range of 40 to 45%. The movement in our gearing to be within the target range is expected to occur either through an increase in the property valuations and or through using more equity than debt for future acquisitions. We do not intend to raise equity simply to repay debt. The reason for the lower gearing target is driven by our desire to obtain an independent investment-grade credit rating. GOS intends to utilise that rating to obtain debt capital from other sources and diversify away from purely bank debt. Likely sources of future debt capital are the medium-term note market in Australia and the USPP market. Where and when GOS accesses these markets will depend on the environment at the time that debt capital is required. Debt capital could be used to replace bank debt or to help fund future acquisitions of the group. In summary, the group is in a sound financial position. The growing distribution is secured by a long WALE and fixed rental reviews, combined with a steady MER and falling incremental cost of debt. I will now hand over to Company Secretary and General Counsel, Aaron Hockley.
Thanks, Theon. As shown on slide 8, Growthpoint had a total security holder return of 23.6% for FY13. Over the last 3 years, Growthpoint has provided a total security holder return of 20.2% per annum, significantly outperforming both the AREIT sector and the broader Australian share market. For FY14, Growthpoint has one of the highest earnings per security forward yields in the sector at 8.4%, and the highest announced forward distribution yield at 7.9%. Growthpoint is also well ahead of the S&P/ASX 300 Property Accumulation Index on both of these measures. The table in the middle of slide 8 show the peers used for this calculation, as well as index comparables. Growthpoint is the only internally managed 100% Australian ASX-listed property group that derives 100% of its income from owning office and industrial real estate. Growthpoint has a comparatively secure income stream due to its long weighted average lease expiry term with quality tenants and fixed annual rent reviews, the high level of debt hedged, low corporate overhead costs, and the avoidance of more risky activities such as funds management and developments. Growthpoint provides a high total return despite this relatively low risk income stream. Slide 9 illustrates the growth in distributions, market capitalization, free float, and security price over the last 3 years. Growthpoint's primary focus is providing stable and increasing distributions to its security holders. Every decision we make, regardless of whether it's for acquisitions, leasing, debt, equity raising, or corporate expenses, is made with this goal in mind. Although we expect this focus on growing distributions to be reflected by an increasing security price, we and our parent company are cognizant of the need to increase the free float to ensure Growthpoint is relevant for a wide pool of investors. Growthpoint now has a market capitalization of around $1 billion, a free float approaching $400 million, and both of these are well ahead of the levels required for index inclusion. A relatively small increase in the free float should increase trading volumes enough to push Growthpoint into the S&P ASX 300 index. Growthpoint was the 142nd largest ASX listed entity on 30 June 2013, highlighting the size of the group by assets and market capitalisation. Our parent company, Growthpoint Properties Limited of South Africa, has indicated that it will seek to reduce its holding in GOZ over time, but would like to increase the quantum of dollars invested in Australia via GOZ. Accordingly, the reduction in our parent company's stake will likely occur as part of a bigger transaction and is not expected to occur via any sell down. Slide 10 shows how the increase in market capitalization has been achieved. Over the last 3 years, Growthpoint has raised nearly $700 million in new equity from a mixture of rights offers, DRPs, a takeover, and a placement. The three DRPs over the last 18 months have had a 74% average participation rate, raising $76 million at a small discount to trading prices and well above NTA. The equity raised has been primarily used to fund acquisitions. At the bottom of slide 10, there is a table showing investors holding more than 1% of Growthpoint securities. The partial sell down since our last results by Coronation, Rabanoff, and a previously large holder, APN, highlights the underlying liquidity of Growthpoint securities. We have never had a problem with the demand side of the equity equation. We have a large and growing number of investors in Australia, South Africa, New Zealand, and elsewhere, and the number of institutional investors on our register continues to increase. As a result, when investors wish to sell securities, they're typically able to do so readily. Growthpoint continues to seek acquisition opportunities and so expects its market capitalization and free float to continue to grow as part of future transactions. I will now hand over to Portfolio Manager Michael Green.
Thank you, Aaron. The targeted acquisitions over the last 3.5 years have contributed to a more diversified portfolio by sector, now 47% office and 53% industrial, geographic diversity, lease expiry profile, and tenant. The group has grown its asset base from 23 industrial assets worth $650 million in 2009 to 47 assets worth circa $1.8 billion today. Through growing the portfolio, the group has reduced its dependency on Woolworths, which in 2009 contributed 68% of the portfolio's income and now contributes 28%. The group has added quality tenants, including but not limited to General Electric, number 8 on the Forbes Fortune 500 list, Linfox Australia, Australia's largest privately owned logistics business, the Commonwealth Government of Australia, Fox Sports, and Energex, the Queensland State Government-owned power distribution company. The additional depth of tenant diversity has strengthened the group's income profile and enabled the group's net property income to grow by 3.3% on a like-for-like basis over financial year 2013. With minimal current vacancy, a 6.8-year WALE, and only 10% of the portfolio's leases by income up for renewal over the next 2 years, the portfolio is well positioned for the future. Turning to slide 12, the office portfolio is exemplified by a comparatively long-weighted average lease expiry of 5.7 years, with leases to quality government and major corporate tenants. The spread of quality tenants translates into the group having negligible rental arrears. The group is focused on acquiring well-located assets within central business districts or major fringe markets. The group's assets are modern, with an average age of the office assets being 4.7 years. Over the last 12 months, we've worked hard on tenant retention and have agreed terms on almost 16,000 square metres of office leases. This includes one of the Brisbane market's largest tenancy briefs executed in 2013, the 5,762-metre, 10-year lease to Peabody Energy Australia, which Growthpoint secured at its CB2 property in South Brisbane. In financial year 2014, management will be focusing on the following: extending leases prior to their expiry, with 25% of office leases potentially expiring over the next three financial years. We will be addressing this. We will also be focusing on expanding properties where applicable to maximise returns from these assets. This will be done in conjunction with tenant pre-commitments. Turning to slide 13. Slide 13 outlines Growthpoint's top 10 office assets by value. The top 10 office assets have an average value of $71 million each and a WALE of 5.5 years. During financial year 13, the group successfully completed its two development fund-throughs at Fox Sports Artarmon and Energex Nunda. These properties have been successfully transitioned into the group's portfolio and are performing well. The office portfolio has a favourable annual fixed rent review profile, with an average rent review over the top 10 assets of 3.6%. This strong rent review profile translates directly into Growthpoint's distribution growth. Turning to slide 14, the industrial portfolio enjoys 100% occupancy and one of the longest weighted average lease expiries of the sector of 7.9 years. The assets are modern and well located within major transport and logistics precincts throughout the country, and this has translated into high levels of tenant retention from the group's quality tenant base. In financial year 14, management will be focusing on extending tenant leases prior to their expiry and expanding properties on behalf of the group's tenants. There are opportunities where the low site coverage of a number of the assets offers expansion potential where returns can be maximised. Financial year 14 will also see the group's focus shift to the completion and smooth integration of the four industrial development fund-through projects currently underway. The industrial sector is presently Growthpoint's sector of choice when it comes to acquisitions, and will continue to search for attractive acquisition opportunities through the coming year to further enhance the quality of the portfolio. Turning to slide 15. Growthpoint own a number of the country's best distribution warehouses, including six of Woolworths' prime logistics assets. These assets are critical to Woolworths' supply chain network. The asset at 70 Distribution Street, Larapinta, Queensland, recently valued at $162 million, reportedly distributes 25% of Woolworths' national grocery turnover. We have a close relationship with our major tenant Woolworths, and we're fortunate that all of the assets contain significant expansion land to cater for their business growth. During financial year 13, Growthpoint also acquired three adjoining properties leased to Australia's largest privately owned logistics group, Linfox Australia, in Erskine Park, Sydney. These assets include the state head office for Linfox in New South Wales, their fleet maintenance facility, a sizeable distribution centre, and a soon-to-be-completed pharmaceutical warehouse. Growthpoint's top 10 industrial assets have an average value of $66 million, a weighted average lease expiry of 9.1 years, and represent 70% of the industrial portfolio. At 53% of the portfolio, Growthpoint's industrial properties continue to provide the bedrock for the group's $1.8 billion portfolio. I will now hand back over to our Managing Director, Tim Collier.
Thanks, Michael. At the beginning of the year, Growthpoint acquired a 15,400 square metre A-grade office building from the GPT Wholesale Fund for $55.8 million. The property had been refurbished for the sole tenant, the federal government, with a new five-year lease commencing. The acquisition yield was a healthy 10.28%. When we purchased the property, we considered a range of factors that were attractive, including the income yield and total return available, the good building quality post the refurbishment completed, the prime location within Civic in Canberra, the fact that the tenant was the federal government, and that the fact that they had spent $17 million on a new fit-out. The building is two buildings that interconnect, so the buildings could be leased separately in the future. We also considered diversification by tenant and by location, being the first asset to be acquired in Canberra. In December 2012, we purchased the Linfox industrial portfolio of three properties at Erskine Park, New South Wales. As Michael has stated, the properties comprise an existing warehouse and office housing Linfox New South Wales head office, a truck facility and a pharmaceutical warehouse currently being constructed. The price totaled $104.7 million and provided an initial yield of 8.07%, with an average lease term for the three properties of 10 years. Once again, we were attracted to the prime outer Western Sydney location of Erskine Park, which has superb access to Sydney's major arterial roads and has become one of the favoured locations for major corporates. Secondly, the tenant covenant in Linfox is excellent. The buildings are modern and new, with low capital expenditure requirements going forward, and the long 10-year average lease term was very attractive. Slide 17. Post 30 June 2013, we have announced the acquisition of three warehouse properties from Australand for a price of $60.2 million, reflecting an initial yield of 8%. The three properties are under construction and will be completed between December 2013 and February 2014. One property at Keysborough is pre-committed to Symbion for a 15-year term, whilst the others two have a 5-year rent guarantee to Australand. Australand will be responsible for leasing the space subject to meeting key tenant and lease requirements. The assets are located in prime industrial markets in Melbourne. Slide 18 details some key facts about Growthpoint Properties Limited of South Africa, or GRT, who hold 65.8% of the securities in Growthpoint Properties Australia. GRT are listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange and currently have a market capitalization or a value on the stock market of 49.9 billion rand or some 5.5 billion Australian dollars. GRT's investments cover office, industrial and retail properties in South Africa, a half share in the V&A waterfront in Cape Town, and their investment in Growthpoint Properties Australia. They have over 393 properties and staff of 463 people. GRT has had a terrific long-term record of growing its business through merger and acquisition, growing the income distribution to investors, and the share price. It has achieved a total annual compound return of 25% per annum for the 10 years ended 30th of June 2013. GRT is very supportive of the growth of Growthpoint Properties Australia, and it remains a key investment, representing 18% of GRT's gross assets and 25.9% of its net property income, and 14.4% of its distributable income. Outlook and strategy. Growthpoint Properties Australia provides attractive risk-adjusted returns with sustainable and growing earnings and distributions to security holders. We provide guidance of a distribution to security holders of 19 cents per stapled security for financial year 2014. The property portfolio income is secure, with high occupancy at 98%, a long average weighted lease expiry, and quality tenants including government, investment grade and national tenants. Growth in income will be organic via fixed rental growth under leases and arrive through acquisitions, active portfolio management and an improved cost of capital. Our business model is simple, easy to understand, with low risk. We are a landlord of quality commercial property here in Australia. Income is derived from rent under leases, and we do not operate riskier funds management or development businesses. All properties are owned 100% by Growthpoint Properties Australia and are held on balance sheet. Growthpoint's mandate is to invest in office, industrial and retail property within Australia. We currently have an appetite to purchase modern, well-leased industrial property and well-located and leased office buildings. We are presently reviewing the retail property market. Active portfolio management is important to maximise returns, and we work hard to maximise each property's value when buying, at sale, through leasing, asset and property management, and expansion or development. Growthpoint has purchased 27 properties valued in excess of $1 billion, demonstrating a track record of successful asset and corporate acquisitions. The group is to reduce its gearing over the medium term to 40 to 45%, but is well positioned in respect of current debt facilities, which have a weighted average debt expiry of 4.3 years, following a revision to the group's syndicated debt facility in June 2013. The base shareholding of the group has improved with growth of the business, and the major security holder, Growthpoint Properties Limited of South Africa, is supportive of the continued growth of the portfolio and increasing liquidity and free float. Directors and management would like to thank its stakeholders and you for your support and interest in the group. That concludes our results presentation. If you have further queries, please visit growthpoint.com.au or contact us via any of the means displayed on screen.